This podcast is part of the Big Heads Media Podcast Network. Go to bigheadsmedia.com for more great podcasts.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Franchise Tag. I'm your host, Derek, joined alongside Mark. No Chris this week, but Mark has helped me very, very much on our latest two-hour episode. I think that's the longest I've done an episode, even without Chris just doing an episode in general. But
wow.
It was a very good episode. I think we got through it pretty well. Got through the games.
It was a big
How you feeling doing another episode? I don't think I've even had Chris do overtime, and you're here filling in, picking up the slack.
Yeah, I'm fine. Overtime's cool.
Yeah. So only reason we're doing this, you know, overtime episode in general is because I recorded a little late this week.
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. And I don't even know when the video is going to come out. It's probably going to come out Sunday on the dot. I hate doing that. It always comes down to that. But it happens. And also, we're doing this because the first game of Week 6 also passed. So we both had to do a recap, and I also wanted to do picks in the last full recap episode. But now that this game's already passed, we can do the rest of our picks as well as recap this game, and it gives Chris less work to do next week. So I feel like you're double downing. Well, he's out here getting less work to do next week. Chris? All right, just kidding. But let's talk about the Giants-Patriots, and then later on we'll give our picks for Week 6. So this is the first game on the docket for Week 6. The New England Patriots move on to 6-0. They win this game 35-14 on Thursday Night Football against the New York Giants in Foxborough. The Giants are now 2-4. Giants come into this game without any of their weapons. Daniel Jones, all by himself. No Saquon Barkley, no Evan Ingram, no Sterling Shepard. Just Golden Tate, Darius Slayton, no running back.
No.
Just John Hilliman and Elijah Penny. But what are you going to do against one of the best defenses in the league right now? Mind you, they haven't gone against some pretty good, talented teams yet.
But they haven't even let up more than
48 points or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no more than 48 points. The Giants were the first team to score a touchdown through the air against the Patriots this year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's even more absurd.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't been 6-0 since 2015, if I'm not mistaken. I don't think they've been 6-0 since then. But, again, they've been going up against teams that really haven't been doing that well. Let's talk about the Giants, okay? Again, both Giants fans here. So we'll critique as much as we can. It's hard to see another loss.
Yeah.
But this is more of an experience here for Daniel Jones than anything and getting accumulated to this defense. The defense played very, very well.
Yes.
Regardless of what the score says, they fought very hard to the very end. They kept this game very close. And I think there is some hope here for this defense, especially like we mentioned in the last episode very briefly, $70 million in cap space at the end of this year. We're probably going to have a pretty high draft pick. So we better not let a player like Josh Allen, who we passed on to take Daniel Jones, like pass again because we need a good pass rusher. And I think this upcoming draft, I think we should be in a good position to grab one. So I think they're in a good position for that. But that's still not going to solve all their troubles. But at the end of the day, this defense played very, very well.
Yeah.
And I think Mayo filled in very well for Connolly.
Yeah. I was very surprised.
Early on in the game, he was everywhere.
Yeah.
Sideline to sideline.
We picked him up late, too, after the B.J. Goodson trade.
Yeah, later in the game, I mean, Julian Edelman started getting hot, which, you know, was I expecting it?
Yeah.
But early on in the game, it wasn't happening. So I was like, maybe there's a shot here. But it wasn't happening just yet. But anyway, Daniel Jones, 15 completions, 31 attempts, 161 yards, a touchdown, and three picks. This puts him at, I think, 5 touchdowns and 6 picks.
Yeah.
So now he has more picks than he has touchdowns.
So many of those picks were not supposed to be picks.
He should have more right now because there's a lot of throws that he made last week against the Vikings and then against the Buccaneers that were missed.
But from this Patriots game, he had one. He was clearly throwing out of bounds and I think it was Kyle Van Noy, maybe, who hit his arm.
He was all over the place this game, too.
And, like, it messed up the pass, and he threw it short instead of, like, bulleting it out of bounds. That got picked easy on our own 20.
Yeah.
The other one was, I'm trying to remember. Oh, like a late game pick against, was it Gilmore, I think?
Gilmore had, I think, one of the last interceptions. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all I want to say is that this is another team he had to go, like, he had, this, even though you don't want to go into any game having no weapons, I think this is a good learning experience for him, knowing that he's going to have weapons in the future again. Mm-hmm. Oh, your mic's falling. But he's going to have his weapons in the future again when Engram, Sterling, Shepard, and Saquon back, and he's going to perform at the highest level he can. I think that'll open things up for him later, because right now he's growing that rapport with Darius Slayton more. Mm-hmm. He's getting involved Golden Tate in the offense mm-hmm. more. So when everyone is back, he should be okay. But they have not played a single snap together this whole season. Yeah. We mentioned that previously on the episode as well. But Golden Tate had 6 receptions, 102 yards, and a touchdown. He had that deep touchdown. He had, like, bobbled, and then he grabbed it and,
that was
and flew pretty, to the end zone. Yeah. It wasn't even a bad – it wasn't even bad coverage by the Patriots.
It was a good throw.
It was a good throw. It was in the right spot.
Right in the breadbasket.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It was, like, in – like, I don't know who was defending him, but his hand was in Golden Tate's, like space trying to get the ball.
Some guy named Jones or something?
I think so. I don't know. Again – I'm not good with defensive.
I don't know.
There's only so many players I can remember, and that wasn't one of them, unfortunately. But Darius Slayton, 3 receptions, 32 yards, but there's still some promise there. I'm not going to get into this a little more.
Also,
again,
the wind was like, what, 30 miles per
hour? Oh, it was bad. Every time a
kick
went up, it moved left.
Yeah.
All the time. And I thought I was going to miss. By the way, Mike Nugent. No bueno. Not at all.
No.
I mean, I like that. He was on the Giants for like 2 seconds.
Oh yeah, I remember
that. That was in between.
I don't think he started. I think he was.
Who
on
was
the
our
team.
Kicker?
Robbie. We had Robbie Gold 2016.
Yeah.
2017. Nice we had John Brown.
Is that his name?
I think
want to beat his wife.
He was either Josh or John Brown.
I don't know. That's not his name. That's not his name.
I'm pretty sure. There's no way that's his name. I'm pretty sure.
I'm gonna fact check.
He had
you
some
here.
Kind of mental. Problem.
No, he just liked beating his wife.
Yeah.
Josh Brown.
Yeah.
He was our guy for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And he was considered like a better kicker in the league.
He was good.
He was really good. Beat his wife, and we had nowhere to go. We fall on Aldrick Rosas, and thank the Lord we fell on him because that dude is absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm so glad we don't have to worry about kickers. There's so many teams in this league that have to worry about a kicker.
Yeah.
Like, we have the Titans signing Cody Parkey this week.
Oh, my God.
They signed Parkey because Santos missed 4 field goals.
Jeez.
So they're like, yeah, we need to bring someone in here. But they signed Parkey. Double doink Parkey.
Oh. Imagine he's like lights out with this team. It's just the Bears that just have the bad luck.
Maybe. I don't know.
It's possible.
We'll have to see. But Tom Brady didn't have a really good game either.
No.
I mean.
He did lose Josh Gordon halfway through.
Yeah. To like a really awkward injury that he had to his leg. But he was on the bike moving a bit, so that's a good sign. His leg did not bend the right way. But Tom Brady threw. I didn't think he threw 41 times.
He was not surprised. He was not impressive performance by him.
No, he hasn't had good performance this year, really, against these bad teams.
Their defense is what's keeping.
But again,
this team
he did that
alive.
Same thing last year.
That's
watch
true.
The playoffs come around. This dude is lights out.
Yeah.
But 31 for 41, 334 yards, no touchdowns, and a pick. And the one pick was to Janoris Jenkins.
Yeah.
And it was like a miscommunication between him and Edelman, mm-hmm. and you never usually see that happen ever.
Yeah.
And he also had 2 rushing touchdowns, which like were all QB sneaks. He did a QB sneak like 5 times this game.
I know. I never seen him be that physical in a game.
I think he like set a record or something. He did something with like QB sneaks or something like
that.
Yeah. I don't know. I saw something. I'm not reading into that though. But he did have 7 carries.
He's already got the GOAT title right now for quarterback. Any other stat is just piling it on.
Yeah, he also passed Peyton Manning in total yardage last night. So even on a bad night, he's able to do that.
It's crazy.
Sonny Michel, 22 carries, 86 yards. So it looks like he's coming back a little bit. But it's also due to the fact that Rex Burkhead didn't play this game.
Yeah.
So maybe that was another factor in there. I don't know. But they're also using Brandon Bolden, like I said, you know,
on and off
last
week.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why they're doing that either. They're just so weird with their play calling. But Julian Edelman has a 100-yard night. It looked like earlier in the game he wasn't going to get there, but again, they turned it up at halftime. It's just so weird that they do that. Jacoby Myers, 4 receptions, 54 yards. I think he looks promising as well. Gunnar Olszewski?
Yeah.
He was like an undrafted guy. He looked like Edelman.
He looked like a twin Edelman.
He was like one of those upcoming stories where there was no way he was going to make it to the NFL, and he somehow made it in there.
He was one of those.
I think I read his story. It
the
was
new
similar.
Amendola.
I don't think so. Ryan Izzo's their tight end at the moment. Didn't do much there. But again, this was defensively really good.
Yeah.
And I think it was a tight game, 14-14, up until that punt block.
Yeah, that hurt.
And that's where everything fell to just nothingness.
Mm-hmm.
So what I take away from this game is Daniel Jones has a lot of work to do, but at the same time, without your weapons, it's going to be a little tough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Daron Harmon had the pick. Stephon Gilmore had the last pick. And then John Simon had the pick as well. And yeah, Mike Nugent also missed a field goal.
You know what? Who's been having a secretly low-key good season so far for the Giants?
Who?
Marcus Golden.
He is.
He's having 5 sacks, I think.
But don't push people after you return it past the 50.
Oh, I know.
What was that? Relax.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, I don't know. Marcus Golden had that. He had a pick too, am I mistaken? What was that?
I know he had a sack last game.
No, he had the fumble recovery.
Fumble
recovery.
I feel like it was Lorenzo Carter who had the strip.
And then he picked
it up. And then Golden picked it up and ran it in for
a
touchdown.
So he was having a pretty... Yeah.
Yeah, and Lorenzo Carter's first game back, and he's already getting pressure again. So that's a good sign.
No, that's really good. There was a lot of pressure this game on Tom Brady, for sure. I mean, anything else we got to add on this game before we move over to our picks?
No, I think we're good.
Cool. Again, Daniel Jones has a lot of work to do. I'll mention it again.
Good experience, though, playing the Patriots.
Patriots are coasting right now until they get a good opponent.
Yep.
And honestly, Daniel Jones will learn to appreciate the players he has to work with once they're back.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he'll perform a lot better with them. He wasn't afraid to throw in tight coverage.
No.
And I think he was just seeing what worked and what didn't work, and that's a pretty good time to be doing it against a really solid team this year. Anyway, let's jump into our picks. I got Chris's picks lined up here. I'll tell you my picks. You tell me what you think, or if you disagree, feel free to jump in on whatever you want. Anyway, let me pull this up here. So, me and Chris had the Patriots this game. That's kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Panthers at Bucks. I'm taking the Panthers. Chris took the Buccaneers. What do you think about this game?
It's a very tough one.
I'm not going to lie to you. I don't mind Kyle Allen. I like Christian McCaffrey. I don't know. Buccaneers have been looking okay. And yeah, again, their loss to the Saints is not going to turn me away from them. I don't know. Am I regretting this pick? I'm not switching, though. But at the same time...
it's hard to go against Christian McCaffrey.
It's hard to, but their defense... I mean, here's the thing. I know Jameis Winston holds on to the ball a lot, and that's an issue. But then that turns blame over to their offensive line for not giving him enough time. But their offensive line is very good at run blocking.
Yeah.
For Ronald Jones and Peyton Barber, they're just not good at pass blocking. I don't know. I just think the Panthers are more talented. I think, you know, they're on a roll with Christian McCaffrey right now. Keep the ball rolling. I'm going to take the Panthers. Well, Chris has the Buccaneers.
I took the Panthers as well.
Took the Panthers? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which means the Bucs are winning. Mind you, what happened last time? I put money down on the Buccaneers money line because I'm like, wait, what did Mark say? And I went back and like twisted it. Apparently that wasn't true at all. I just like thought you picked the Panthers.
I didn't,
I picked the Bucs, put money on them, and won some decent money. Mm-hmm. So the Redskins at Dolphins. Chris took the Redskins. I am also taking the Redskins.
I took the Redskins too. Yeah.
Would you be surprised if the Dolphins won this game?
Yes. You know,
you would be. They're only favored by 1 point on DraftKings.
From what I heard, the Redskins are going with Case Keenum again. Case Keenum's a proven NFL quarterback. Their O-line isn't great right now, but you still got Terry McLaurin and Adrian Peterson has still got something in the tank. He's not what he used to be.
Paul Richardson, they like to get him.
Paul Richardson's decent.
You like their defense. They haven't been doing well this season.
Yeah, their defense
Norman
is not,
and Collins are not doing
Norman,
well.
Norman, Collins, Kerrigan... None of them have really clicked yet, but I think that they're going to get at least one turnover against Josh Rosen.
I think like two or three.
Yeah.
Have to.
Mm-hmm.
It's just how bad the Dolphins are.
I think they're good enough to get the... It's going to be a close game, most likely.
Saints at Jags. So Chris, mind you, is a Falcons fan. Saints are in the same division. He took the Jags here.
I'm not that surprised. Like,
no, I'm taking the Saints. Without any thought to it. I think Teddy Bridgewater has finally clicked with this offense.
It's at the Jags?
At Jags.
Remember, we were talking about this earlier. The crowd loves Minshew.
I think that's going to be a zero factor.
Leonard Fournette loves Minshew.
I don't think Jalen Ramsey's playing this week, or he's trying to play this week.
He's still got A.J. Boye. Really good corner.
I mean, have you heard his name that much this year?
He's always been quiet, though. He's always been a quiet
name. Yeah, but usually they just mention his name a lot more. I feel like when he made his transition over from the Texans... where he was on fire over to the first year with the Jaguars. I haven't heard much from him since.
It's going to be on the Saints defense.
So you're taking the Jags this week?
If the Saints, I picked the Jags.
No, I got Saints. Easily. I'd put money. I might put money down on this just because you guys are just want to pick the Jags. I'd put money down.
Wow.
We'll see. On Sunday when you come over, I'll put it down.
Yeah, we'll think about it.
Bengals at Ravens. I'm taking the Ravens. What do you think?
Yeah, Ravens.
Yeah, I think this isn't the right spot for the Bengals to get their first win. And if they do, this NFL is unpredictable because the past couple weeks, my picks have been bad.
It is a divisional matchup. You know, anything can happen. But Lamar Jackson, I think he's got the Bengals number.
Yeah, I think he does too. And I just don't think the Bengals have any number at all. I think they just can't get a hold of themselves. And this is just going to be a bad season by them. Seahawks at Browns. This looks, sounds like a pretty good game. Who you got here?
I can't wait to watch this. I picked Seattle.
I got Seattle.
I do think Baker is going to have a better game than he has been having.
I think that Monday night game was a fluke. I think he has a, just by default, he's going to have more than 8 completions. Has to. Against the Seahawks defense. They have a good defensive front, though, and they don't have a good defensive line. Again, Ziggy Ansah, Jadeveon Clowney, doesn't look too good on the tackle sides. No. So, I don't know. I'm taking the Seattle Seahawks here. They're just on fire. Chubb has
been doing decent, the running back for the Browns.
I think they're like, yeah, I know. But the thing is, Freddie Kitchens was a running back coach before being promoted to head coach.
Mm-hmm.
And when he took over as interim head coach, they ran the ball with him, and they just kept winning games. They win their last game running the ball. And they run the ball a little bit this game, but if you can't get Baker going, it's just not ideal.
Yeah.
I just think he's been doing good because you just give him the ball. What do they do when Kareem Hunt comes back?
Split back, definitely.
Yeah?
You can't get rid of one or the other.
So, like, split back and the – who was the split back? The Denver Broncos split backfield, like 13-15?
I would – if it were up to me, if I'm the Browns, I would have Landry, Odell, Hunt, and Chubb out there all at the same time.
You can't have Hunt and – Chubb out there at the same time.
Dual backs? People do dual tight ends. I would have both. You can. They're
no,
both.
No, switch
big.
Them in back and forth. Yeah, for sure. But
because that's a that's a passing running threat at the same time. Like Hunt and Chubb can both catch the ball,
Kareem
run
Hunt's
the ball.
A beast. People are forgetting about that dude. Yeah. That dude was an animal.
He's nasty.
Yeah, you dropped him in fantasy.
I did. Well, that's before he did anything.
I don't think anyone knows about this story. I think I mentioned it on this podcast maybe once or twice. But the week before week one last year?
2 years. When he came in the year
two years ago. Kareem Hunt comes into the league. Spencer Ware tears his LCL, whatever. He's out. He's out, right? He's out. And I think I picked him up, and then I dropped him. And so Mark picks up Kareem Hunt, and he double takes and goes, nah, I'm going to drop Kareem Hunt.
Because I had Spencer Ware, who was the number one at that point.
Yeah.
And
and I go, lay up, I'm taking Kareem Hunt. And at first in the game, if you remember, he didn't fumble once in college. He fumbles on first play as a Chief.
Yep. Wasn't that against the Patriots?
And then after that, he goes off. Yeah, again, that was the first game of the season against the Chiefs. Very good game, by the way.
Yeah.
And it ended with Alex Smith just tossing the ball downfield to Kareem Hunt. Kareem Hunt just running the ball like wildfire.
A wild man, yeah.
He had like 42 points. And then after that, I picked up the Rams defense to go up against the Colts, going up against Scott Tolzien. Their backup at the time before Jacoby Brissett was traded there. And I had like another 30-something points. So I was already winning with two players by themselves. Thank you for dropping Kareem Hunt, by the way.
Yeah,
had a phenomenal
welcome.
Season that year. but yeah. Who we got? We
I
got
didn't need him.
Eagles at Vikings. This is always a tough matchup when they go up against each other. What do you think about this game? Honestly, I'm just going to take the Vikings. I think they game planned well against the Giants. I think they're seeing what they can do with Kirk Cousins in the passing game. Dalvin Cook is going to keep having a pretty solid game. Their defense isn't bad, ever.
Mm-mm.
They're always pretty solid.
Yeah.
Eagles did beat the Packers in Lambeau, but that could have gone either way.
It was close, yeah. That could have been a Green Bay win.
I think after an easy win against the Jets, they come back down to earth, and I think the Vikings win this game. It could be very close. Chris is also taking the Vikings.
I took the Eagles. As a Giants fan, I hope I'm wrong. I would love for the Eagles to lose this. But the Eagles' front line with Fletcher Cox, I think they could probably hold the run game in check. Their offense is dirty with Alshon Jeffrey and Zach Ertz and Jordan Howard.
Yeah.
And Carson Wentz is a good quarterback, as much as I hate to say it. I think that their offense outmatches Kirk Cousins.
Oh no, this is gonna be a tight game for sure. I just think the Eagles just have they don't have the edge over the Vikings.
And we'll see.
I'll take the Vikings here. I mean, it's in Minnesota, but I mean the Eagles do play well on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Texans at Chiefs.
That's going to be an amazing game to
watch.
That's
game of the week.
Yeah. That's going to be a big offensive matchup.
Deshaun Watson's going to go off. Maybe Will Fuller doesn't get the right.
I can't
get the same week he had last time, but I think DeAndre Hopkins comes back.
I can't picture Mahomes losing two games in a row.
No?
Like, losing to the Colts, like, that's a sour taste in his mouth right now. I feel like he's going to come out there and just explode.
No, I think these guys are ready to just go off on someone. I think the Texans are the right people to do it against. Yeah. I think the Chiefs are going to completely dominate this game on all cylinders. Who did Chris have here? He had, where are they? He took the Chiefs. Who are you taking?
Chiefs.
You took Chiefs too? Yeah, I think it's a no-brainer there. That's one of the easier picks. Falcons at Cardinals. I'm taking the Cardinals. Chris said he gave up on the Falcons, but he took the Falcons this week. He said, if we're 1-4, I give up. He still picked them against the Cardinals. I'm taking Cardinals. I think they're good enough to win this against the Swiss cheese of Falcons have.
I do not like either one of their defenses.
No.
So, focusing on the offense, I got to go with Matt Ryan throwing to Julio Jones and Taylor Gabriel. And
you would think that the past 5 weeks, right? Yeah. Not happening.
They have played some hard teams, though.
I lost some good money.
I know. I lost money on the Falcons, too.
Yeah. Never again. Never again. At least this year. 13 games in the dome. I thought I was going to make some good money off them. I guess not. But
it's all the dome's fault.
I think Kyler Murray has a pretty solid game. This is a game where he not only will run the ball, but I think he can finally have a game where he can have a solid 2 touchdowns and maybe a touchdown on the ground. Also gets David Johnson involved. I think I think I would take the over on this game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this is a good time to take the over. And I usually don't like betting over-unders. Usually I like betting the spread. Titans at Broncos. Disgusting. I think the Titans bounce back.
Yeah, I agree.
I think the Broncos are talented right now, and I think they're going to ride high on their one win, but I think the Titans really, really need this win.
Yeah. Badly. If the Titans cannot get this win, the season is over for them.
Chris is also taking the Titans as well. I don't have much to say on this game. I hope I don't have to see this game once on Red Zone. Changing the channel. Cowboys at Jets. Is there even a doubt in your mind that the Cowboys take this win? Even with Sam Darnold back, CJ Mosley comes back, Quinnen Williams comes back, do they even have a chance here?
Ezekiel Elliott is going to
torch him.
Yeah.
The Cowboys can't lose 3 in a row. There's no way.
Well, yeah. Probably not.
They're looking to absolutely beat up on a team, and I think this is the right week to do it against the Jets.
As a Giants fan, I'm going to be like, yay, let's go Jets, you know, defend New York and everything, but
I don't care for the Jets.
I do not see it happening.
I don't like both teams.
Oh, yeah, I'm not a Jet fan, but
No.
I can't cheer for the Cowboys.
Even still, as a team,
but
I think
the Cowboys
people
are probably going to win this one.
They weren't as hyped up as the Browns were, but the Jets were hyped up coming into the season.
Oh, yeah.
Were they not?
It was making me sick.
Oh, yeah. Disgusting. And people are blaming Adam Gase. I like Adam Gase.
Like, they're talking
about
Sam,
he has played one game with his quarterback. One.
Yeah.
And he lost. But
you're talking about Sam Darnold being like the second coming
of Joe Namath.
Yeah.
Like the next legend. They just haven't had one in a while. So I think, I don't know. Because what have we seen from him? He's played 13 games in the NFL.
And he had like, what, 10 touchdowns and like 14 picks, something like that.
I don't even know.
Something bad, yeah.
Like rookie numbers.
Yeah, it's not impressive.
No, not at all. Like, what have we seen yet get all this hype? Yeah. What have we seen?
If he had a Pat Mahomes season, then I'd be like, okay, you know what? This guy is going to be better than Namath.
I think no one's like Pat Mahomes. I think he's his own breed of man.
Yeah.
Did you see that he's probably going to get like $40 million per year
after
the season ends, and he's not even up on his contract, his rookie deal? They're just going to pay him right out the gate. They're like, you're our guy.
They don't want to take a chance.
They said they're going to wait till the end of the season, though. What's the rush to do it now? I mean, it's not like he's on his fifth-year option or the last year of his four-year contract. Steelers at Chargers. Steelers are on their third-string quarterback. The Chargers are coming off a bad loss. They're looking to get Melvin Gordon involved in the game. Who do you got here?
I would go with the Chargers here.
I'm going Steelers. I don't mind Devlin Hodges, but I'm not putting money on this game.
No.
I put money on the Steelers before with Mason Rudolph, never doing that again. I was being ballsy. But Devlin Hodges, I think he'll be just fine against the Chargers defense that hasn't looked too good this season.
Joey Bosa.
Sure. But secondary wise, what are you going to do?
It's not pretty.
But let's see who Chris has in this game. It is the. He's taking the Chargers this game as well as you. I'll take the Steelers. I'll be ballsy here. I'll regret it later. I mean, I'm losing.
A little upset.
I'm losing, and I'm going to need some different picks to win.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we have similar picks, the That's score is going to stay the same.
Mm-hmm.
Packers. Lions at Packers. Last game.
That's a tough one. Divisional matchup.
Chris is taking the Packers. I think the Lions have done great so far this season, especially against the Chiefs, where people were expecting Pat Mahomes to absolutely go off on them, and they were without Darius Slay. They were without Mike Daniels.
I like Green Bay's defense better than the Lions' defense.
Yeah, but the Lions also have a great offensive line.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
They have one of the best guards in the league right now in Glasgow.
Mm-hmm.
They might pay him after this season. I'm going to take the Lions here. Going into Lambeau, it's going to be tough. I think they could pull through. I think it's going to be a hard-fought division matchup.
Devontae Adams playing this week?
No, he's out.
He's still out.
Listen, free Aaron Jones for my fantasy team.
No. Yeah, but, that's the big factor.
But yeah, no, Devontae Adams, he said he doesn't know when he'll be ready. He said he's not ready, though.
I think Aaron Rodgers is a good enough quarterback to where he can throw to Marquez Valdez-Scantling. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And Geronimo Allison and Aaron Jones, your boy.
Thank you.
And Jimmy Graham. I think he's got enough people.
Don't like to wear. Not on the Packers.
He's got enough people to where I think Green Bay's going to pull this one through in Lambeau.
Why not be ballsy? Take the Lions, you know? We'll see how it goes.
We'll see.
Yeah. So that'll wrap it up here. This is one of the shorter episodes I've ever made. I feel weird stopping it so early. Yeah. But you know what? You doubled down. I appreciate you for doing that.
No problem.
And yeah, we'll talk about some more next week. Thank you guys for listening to a bonus episode of this week's podcast since we recorded so late. Thank you for that. They be thanking me for that. That's what I mean. For giving another episode. But yeah, thank you guys for listening. We appreciate it. On to next week. We'll see you later. Bye.